Covering the crew all season long on WTMJ, it's Brewers Extra Innings. Now live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios in downtown Milwaukee at The Avenue, here is your host, Dominic Cotroneo.
All right, road trip not off to a great start series-wise for the Brewers. They fall today 9-4 to the Astros. They drop the series 2-1. But hey, we said at the start of this road trip, with the Astros, the Marlins, and the Red Sox, if you can come home with a 5-4 record over these 9 games, there is no complaints at all. So now the Brewers have to win the final 2 series of this road trip in order to be 5-4, or they can sweep the Marlins and go lose a series against the Red Sox. That's still 5-4 as well, but would like to see them get back on track sooner as opposed to later. Of course, today the Astros brought their hitting shoes. Everybody but Victor Caratini reached base today. Granted, he did reach base on a hit-by-pitch. Multiple hits also from 5 different players in the lineup. 2 apiece from Tucker, Pena, Singleton, and Loper Fido in a 3-hit day from Jake Myers. Brewers couldn't get him out. And also Tucker, aforementioned, he had a 2-homer day, his second of the season. The Brewers offense, not much to write home about today. Yes, they scored 4 runs, 3 of them in the 7th inning. Yes, they had 10 hits, but only one of them went for extra bases, the double by Turang to lead off the game. Really weird one for the offense. 855-616-1620, 855-616-1620. I'm flying solo again today if you want to join us here on the program. I want to talk about Colin Ray in the next segment, but let me start with a breakdown of a common misconception and something that, quite frankly, I'm sick of seeing get wrong from some fans out there. I don't want to come off as like arrogance or anything like that, but with Thiago Vieira and Mitch White pitching in this game, to me and to most baseball people, that is a no-brainer, because the Brewers, in the 5th inning, they were already down 5-1. The odds of you coming back from that are slim to none, as Arrigetti was pitching well. But furthermore, you know when you're trailing, you are likely going to face the Astros' 3-headed monster of Brian Abreu, Ryan Presley, and Josh Hader today. So just like we've talked about all these years with the Brewers' great bullpen, that you're quote-unquote shortening the game, meaning you've got until the 6th inning to get all your offense in, because if things go according to plan, like I think of the great bullpen of 2021 with Brad Boxberger, Devin Williams, Josh Hader, that 3-headed monster. Last year we saw it was a 3-headed monster, a mix of Devin Williams in the 9th, Piamps or McGill in the 8th, or Ribe there late in the 7th, Piguero. You get what I'm saying. When you know what you're facing at the end, there's urgency in the middle of the game. And with the Brewers trailing 5-1, and then 6-1, thanks to the homer that Vieira allowed in the 6th inning to Tucker, you're thinking, okay, the odds of coming back from this are slim to none. Slim to none. And you are not going to use your best relievers when you're down by 5 runs. You're just not. Because what happens if you have to sit here and say, yeah, we used Trevor McGill and Yoel Piamps while we were down 5-0, even though they both pitched on the other day. Oh, but we need them tomorrow. Now they got to throw a back-to-back. And then, oh, wait, now we need them on Tuesday and Wednesday. And all of a sudden, you're using guys that you didn't expect to use that much. You can't have it both ways where you're saying, hey, we're overusing our bullpen. Stop using the bullpen so much. And then here's the day-to-day, like, okay, great. We won't use those leverage guys because we're trailing. And then I'm like, no, we don't mean like that. No, you can't have it both ways like that. Thiago Vieira and Mitch White don't pitch with the lead. I'm sorry. That is their role on this team. Everyone's bullpen has those guys. It's not glamorous. It's mop-up duty. Be length. Give innings. And just in case your Brewers offense wakes up and gets going. Like, I mean, they made it a 2-run game in the 7th inning. And I know it was close. And you're thinking, well, Dom, they could have brought in Piamps there. No. You're still down by 2 with Brian Abreu on the mound, Ryan Presley to follow, then Josh Hader after that. Same situation applies. I'm not burning my best relievers while I'm losing. If the Brewers had come back to tie this game, yes, let's talk about that. But that was not the situation to do it. Let's be completely honest with ourselves here. Mitch White and Thiago Vieira are the guys that have the unglamorous duty of being mop-up. Today, they didn't keep it close, but there's a reason they're in mop-up duty. And I think you can understand why. Mitch White today, 2 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs. He's on his third organization in a month and a half of the season. Thiago Vieira, he is out of minor league options. And with reinforcements on the way from the injured list and from the minor leagues, you got to feel like these guys, their time is running out. So I just wanted to get that rant off the bat here at the very beginning of the program, because those guys aren't the reason the Brewers lost the game today. Colin Ray was a big reason why the Brewers lost the game today. He had a bad start. He is in a funk officially. And I stuck my anchor to him. I said, look, I believe this guy is the most important pitcher on the Brewers, not named Freddie Peralta. And I stand by that take, but we're going to break that down coming up next. 855-616-1620. 855-616-1620. You can call in. You can text in. Want to remind you that Brewers Extra Innings is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. With a local Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank also knows how to hit out of the park. And they've been serving businesses in the area for nearly 15 years, offering industry-specific expertise and local decision-making capabilities, all to help your business succeed. It's commercial banking value that only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, member FDIC. All right, we'll come back, break down Colin Ray's start today as the Brewers fall 9-4 to the Astros on WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings.
Welcome back. Brewers fall today by 9-4 final score. I'm Dominic Catronio. A couple of texts here. This one from Doug. At least they avoided a sweep. Now try to get 2 out of 3 for Miami. And good to see Gasser shining as the top two starters are sliding some. Yeah, we can talk about that with Colin Ray here in this segment. Brian from Tosa. Rough game today. Ray couldn't find the strike zone. That's ultimately what did him in. And as I just broke down, Brian, you're talking about Murphy not using his best bullpen pitchers. I just explained why they won't do that. And to answer the question, Mitch White does not have any minor league options left. Quite frankly, Mitch White and Thiago Vieira are the guys that you eye when J.B. Bukauskas is ready to return and Jacob Junis is ready to return and D.L. Hall is ready to return. So those guys are out of minor league options. They take up space on the 40-man roster, obviously. They don't pitch with the lead. That's how these decisions tend to get made. Let's talk about Colin, though, because he did not look sharp today. He is suddenly in a bit of a funk right now, giving up a ton of runs as of late. And today, it was all about the contact, really, that really surprised me. A lot of ambush swings, a lot of early swings against Colin Ray. But then, furthermore, it was a mix. A lot of deep counts. He had, at one point, 4 straight counts that went at least 6 pitches and wasn't able to put guys away with 0-2 counts. It was a weird, weird day. 15 first pitch strikes out of 24 batters faced. He also allowed a total of 8 hits today, most of them on his variety of fastballs, 1 on the 4-seamer, 2 on the sinker, 2 on the cutter. He also gave up a pair of hits on the splitter, which was certainly alarming for his eyes, given it's a pitch he rarely uses, and gave up a couple of knocks on that as well. But for me, the big problem with Ray was, again, that lack of getting the put-away pitch. And get this number. He actually threw 62% of his pitches, 60 of his total 96 pitches today, were thrown with a runner in scoring position. He was always in hot water, and he could not jump out of the pot. It was extremely difficult for him today. I see Colin Ray as a guy that is very, very important, obviously. But when we see starts like this where he can't get out of the fifth inning, it's now alternated starts going back to the KC start that he has not been able to get out the fifth inning. But you go back to April 26th against the Yankees, he's been a little bit of a funk. When you include today's start over his last 27 innings, he's got a 5.67 ERA. He's not a guy that relies on strikeouts, but he relies on command. And he's got multiple walks in 3 of those 5 starts. That's not his MO. 11 walks in 27 innings. That's the number one thing I look at for him to shore up. need to make sure you're attacking the strike zone with quality pitches. Four earned runs against the Royals, three earned runs against the Pirates, which was technically a quality start on Monday against Pittsburgh, and then today five earned runs, not getting out of the fifth inning against Houston. His next start will be against the Red Sox at Fenway Park, and a lineup that has a good mix of righties and lefties. Gonna have to see him get back on track ASAP against those guys. And Ray's going to be in this rotation. He is still going to be a very important piece for the Brewers team. But today he did not have his A stuff. And also, I thought aloud that this was a tough matchup for him. The Astros are a team that do not strike out very much. Not that Ray relies on the strikeout, but they're an extremely disciplined team, meaning they don't go chasing, they don't nibble at the corners, whereas Ray kind of does. Ray relies on weak contact, on pitches that look like strikes, that might be balls, and balls that look like balls that are actually strikes. That's what Ray relies on, deception. And the fact that he wasn't able to get a lot of those swings, a lot of patient at-bats today, again, four walks, that's how it all fell apart for Colin Ray today. So that's the number one thing I look at for him to shore up, make sure it gets back on track, because the Brewers need this guy while D.L. Hall returns from injury. Hall, by the way, threw one inning up in Appleton today with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. He threw one inning, 11 pitches, no problem. Velo was at 95. He expects his next outing to be at AAA Nashville, and the Brewers have hinted the fact that they want him to build their way up and maybe build his way up in the big leagues, meaning he'll go one or two innings next time in Nashville, maybe only one or two outings in Nashville, then he'll continue to build in the big leagues and in this hybrid role where he's a starter slash reliever. And there have been so many success stories for the Brewers that started their careers in the bullpen and then eventually moved into the starting rotation. I wonder if that could help D.L. Hall. And maybe what you do is you pair a guy like Colin Ray with D.L. Hall. Ray starts the game, gives you two times through the order. D.L. Hall follows, facing all these lefties in the order late in the game, or vice versa. I think I'd rather keep Colin Ray as a starter. But these are the things that you can entertain. Same with Jacob Junis when he returns. They expect both of Junis and J.B. Bukauskas to throw on a mound here, hopefully within the next week, and they can start creating a game plan for both Junis and Bukauskas to return from their injuries. So massive important to get both of those guys back into the Brewers' bullpen. Let's talk about the offense. A guy taking a quantum leap, Bryce Turang. How great has he been? 855-616-1620, 855-616-1620. This one from Tom in South Dakota. No shame in losing two of three to the red-hot Astros. I agree. The A's woke them up. Now they have won six of their last seven games. Brewers fall today by a final of 9-4. Take a breather. Come back with more talking about the offense next on 620 WTMJ.
Welcome back to Brewers Extra Innings.
Welcome back. I'm Dom Catronio. Brewers fall 9-4. Offense today, though, there were a few bright spots, and specifically Bryce Turang, because my goodness, I think I've appropriately freaked out about Bryce Turang this season, but now I'm actually looking at his season numbers again, and I'm freaking out again. Bryce is hitting .314. Bryce Turang is hitting .314. If I told you that sentence last season, you would have said, what? .314. An OPS of 800 even. And he's going to be the everyday leadoff hitter, if you ask me. It's going to be interesting this week, given how many lefties the Brewers are going to face from the Marlins. How many starts is he going to get? Because I'm not taking him out of the lineup. I'm sorry. I know they're about to face a ton of lefties. Ryan Weathers tomorrow, Trevor Rogers on Tuesday, and Jesus Luzardo on Wednesday. Unless you want William Contreras to lead off all those games, I am not taking Bryce Turang out of the lineup right now. Give him the opportunity, because you talk to most elite left-handed hitters at hitting left-handed pitching, they generally all say, it's because I was given the opportunity to hit lefties and I never got scared of it. This season, Bryce has only had 20 plate appearances against lefties. Granted, he has performed much better this year versus lefties as opposed to last year, and it's a very small sample size. He is 4-for-17 against left-handed pitching this season. And he's got an extra base hit off of him. That's already a win over last season. So he's 4-for-17 against lefties, three walks, three strikeouts. Last season, he only had 73 plate appearances all season long against left-handed pitching. He hit 188 with zero extra base hits. I really believe this dude has taken the quantum leap. There is reason to believe it. There is reason to understand. Give him the chance against lefties. Today, getting three more hits, granted all against righties. A leadoff double, opposite field, opposite field, opposite field. It's just a foolproof approach. And he stole third base against it. I mean, his value in this game at the top of the order is fantastic. I'm really worried to see what's going to happen this week facing three consecutive lefties. I want Terang to get a shot. Give him the chance. I want to see him get the starts. He's earned it. I mean, he's flat out earned it. He is quantum leaping all over everybody right now. He had the only extra base hit of the game today for the Brewers, a double to lead off the game. He's been fantastic. No strikeouts again today. Let me just read you his numbers since he moved to the leadoff spot in the order. When he's batting first, he's now hitting 350. 14 for 40. That's a 350 batting average when he's batting first. Today was his 10th game. Six doubles. He has struck out six times in 40 at-bats. I want to see him get the shot. That's it. That's my main takeaway from that. Other notes about the offense today. William Contreras came back down to earth. He was human today. 0 for 5. Snapped his on-base streak at 25 games. It was only the fourth time all season that William Contreras has failed to reach base. I mean, he can't do it every game. And I tell you what, there in the fifth inning against Arrighetti, he was the tying run. It was 4-1 at the time. And man, he just missed the fastball. A little bit off the end of the bat, it sounded like a fly out to deep right at the wall. I mean, that's the game of inches, right? He flies out to right field in front of the wall. Kyle Tucker tracked it down. And Kyle Tucker, his second home run was a Crawford box special, a home run in exactly one ballpark out of the 30. That's baseball. In the words of John Sterling, that's baseball, Susan. That was the story. Just, I mean, if William connects, hits an opposite field home run, another epic moment against the Astros, and it's a 4-4 game, and the Astros fans are booing their home team, because they've been booing all weekend. I think that's ridiculous, by the way. They won a World Series 2 years ago and an asterisk World Series in 2017, and you're booing? That's ridiculous. Anyway, sorry, Astros fans, you're not all bad. But a lot of you are. But the Brewers couldn't get anything going aside from that seventh inning. And it all started, ho-hum, Joey Ortiz. Joey Ortiz starting another rally, a two-out opposite field single, a two-strike opposite field single to lead off the inning. Frelick drew a walk. He drew two walks today. Trujillo struck out. He had a knock today as well on an infield hit. Blake Perkins had an infield hit. He had a pair of hits today. He needed that. Terang, the two-run single to right. And then all of a sudden, you got William up again as the tying run. He ended up flying out the center on a hanging breaking ball from Brian Abreu. Yelly pulled a single through the right side. That made it tight again with the go-ahead run at the plate with Adames. And he just got a little underneath one, a deep fly to center. 105 miles an hour off the bat, but at a 35-degree launch angle, which certainly suggests he got under it. So Willie just missed that one as well. And while we're on the topic with Willie, we talked about it the other night, that the fact that it's a tale as old as time. He has April and March where he's drawn a ton of walks and he's working counts and he's doing a great job. In April and March, he drew 17 walks and only struck out 26 times, whereas now here in May, he's only walked 3 times, and he has struck out 14 times. Granted, today, Willie, he struck out once against Arrighetti. So, Willie's in a little bit of a funk here in May. He's hitting only 188 for the month. See what he can do against the Marlins and against the Red Sox. Brewers offense, 10 hits, but not all hits are created equal. Brewers fall 9-4. We're going to take a look around the out-of-town scoreboard. A little bit later, we're going to hear from Pat Murphy. We'll talk about some highlights from this one as well. 9-4 loss. They lose the series to the Astros. 855-616-1620. 855-616-1620 here on 620 WTMJ.
You're listening to Brewers Extra Innings, presented by Fifth Third Bank on WTMJ.
Rolling on here on the postgame show for another half hour or so. I'm Dominic Catronio. So the Brewers fall, but don't worry. Got some good news for you as well. The Cubs also lost. Cubs lost to the Pirates. Pittsburgh won that series 3 out of 4 at Wrigley Field. A 3-2 final today for Pittsburgh as their electric factory 1-2 punch of Jared Jones and Paul Skenes got them off onto the right track, and Jameson Taillon could not get the revenge game against his former club, the Pirates, as Mitch Keller earned the victory. Quality start, 6 strong innings, 2 runs allowed, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, and the bullpen bounced back for the Pirates in that one. 3 innings, only 1 base runner. Bednar got his 10th save of the year. Even Colin Holderman struck out the side, or excuse me, struck out 2 of 3. Aroldis Chapman struck out 2 out of 3. Bednar got the job done. As for the Cubs, they fall to 26-22, and quite frankly, they're healthy now. Bellinger's back, Suzuki's back, and not much to write home about from either one of those guys. And Ian Happ has been off to a slow stretch right now. He has fallen to 5th in the batting order with those guys back into the starting lineup. In May, Happ's hitting 193 with only a 281 slug. So something to monitor as they come to town a week from tomorrow for the first matchup of Craig Counsell as an opposing manager at American Family Field. Other scores from the Central: the Red Sox beat up on the Cardinals 11-3. The Cardinals' woes in series finales continues. It's sort of an oddity at this point. It's very odd to see. 11-3 Red Sox, that is also the next opponent for the Brewers after the Marlins. Marlins lost at home to the Mets 7-3, as Brandon Nimmo hit a home run in that one for New York. Sean Manaea earned the victory there. The Marlins are now 15-33. They have the worst record in the National League. They have 3 more losses than the Rockies, and the Rockies are playing right now, losing to the Giants. But as Pat Murphy said a great quote a couple of homestands ago, it might have been the homestand against the Pirates, if I'm not mistaken. There's no such thing as a trap series. There's no such thing as an easy series. These are big league opponents, and the moment you take one for granted is the moment you're going to lose the series. I know the Marlins have not been playing great baseball, and I know they've got a lot of other stuff going on. And quite frankly, here's another thing that you're going to be facing this week. It's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. All 3 are night games. You're going to have to create your own energy in that ballpark, man. There's not going to be anybody there. And the Brewers cannot fall into the trap. It's going to feel like Pittsburgh when nobody was at Pittsburgh in that midweek series and the Brewers end up splitting that 2 out of 2. I'm not making excuses. I'm just telling the truth. If you go in there expecting to get the crowds like you got this past weekend in Houston, which were awesome, 30,000 plus all 3 nights, you're going to the wrong place in Miami. Okay, this is going to be a series that you have to take seriously, because then you're going to get right back to that playoff atmosphere against the Red Sox at historic Fenway Park, and the ghosts, if you will be watching over you, trying to see how you're going to be doing in dealing with all the extra stuff that is the quirks of Fenway Park. Miami, again, they're throwing 3 of their better arms with the lefties going at it this week. Ryan Weathers tomorrow. Trevor Rogers, who's been weird since 2021. He was so good in 21. He has not been the same since. He's 1-6, a 5.79 ERA. And then Jesus Luzardo, who is back from injury, with a 1-3 and a 5.02 ERA. Freddie will start on Wednesday. I know we speculated about that the last couple of days. Do you give him the extra day? So he is back on normal starter rest on 4 days. That's something to monitor as well, given he has not been as good with 4 days rest as opposed to 5 days rest. I'm going ahead and pull it up right now. Freddie Peralta's splits, depending on his days of rest this season. With 4 days rest, this will be his 3rd start. He's 1-1, a 4.35 ERA. 10 3rd innings, 4 hits, 5 runs, 6 walks, 12 strikeouts. When he has 5 days rest, so 1 extra day, hasn't been great. Granted, there's a couple of outliers in there. 7 walks as well in 15 2/3 innings, 13 runs allowed. But when he has 6 or more days rest, which includes, of course, opening day when you have the entire offseason as far as days rest, but 6 or more days rest includes opening day and each of his first 4 starts. And when he was phenomenal, he had a 1.90 ERA in those first 4 starts. He has not had 6 days of rest since then. So he needs to make the adjustment on Wednesday against the Marlins, and hopefully it's not going to be a rubber match and the Brewers can kind of take care of business against Miami. The Brewers are on a tough road trip. Like I said, 5-4 is good enough for me. And get back on track tomorrow against Miami. We're going to hear from the manager, Pat Murphy. That's coming up next, 855-616-1620, 855-616-1620. Also, we remind you, Brewers Extra Innings is brought to you in part by Sider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. Right now, spring in Wisconsin means it's time for your annual AC tune-up. I mean, you've only got a week left or so of spring with Memorial Day next week. Sider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical is offering $25 off AC preventative maintenance, and that goes until the end of the month, so get it done. You can schedule an appointment today at Sider, SEIDER.com. Sider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. AC tune-ups, $25 off. Go get it done. Sider.com. Take a breather. Come back and hear from Pat Murphy after this on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Brewers Extra Innings.
All right, it's a loss. No big deal. They're going to lose series here and there, and they lose the series to the Astros. I broke it down as best I could. Here's what manager Pat Murphy had to say after today's defeat.
Yeah, that's never good. Colin didn't have his best game, but at the same time, you know, he battled and gave us a lot of innings. You know, he battled, and the five that he gave us were crucial. We didn't do a good job after that, but two home runs hurt us badly after that. But you know, Colin didn't. He didn't pitch great. He'll be the first to tell you that. Walking people is not his gig. He can't do that. He can't walk people. He knows that. But he's so dependable that he went back out there and got us, kept us in the game, so we didn't have to go deep in our pen. And I'm biased because I just love the kid so much that you know. I know he didn't pitch well. I know he didn't have command like he normally does. But.
A lot of deep counts too. It's just constant pressure, it felt like, on him.
Yeah, he really was. He put himself behind the eight ball. He didn't have command of his stuff, and Colin's a command pitcher. So.
You guys almost got out of here without Kyle Tucker doing a ton of damage.
That thought ran through my mind after his third strikeout, and then it haunted me after that. Don't think like that.
Did you notice he changed his shoes?
I did not notice that. So
changed his shoes and he had two homers.
Yeah.
It's baseball.
Murph, I mean, you can,
I'll look for that.
You know, this far into the season, you've seen a lot of the game's really great hitters. Where is he in that? I mean, he's up there in home runs. He's on base, he's off the charts.
He looks great. He's confident. You know, he's confident. I'll tell you, you want an unsung hero of the weekend, it's Caratini. Caratini did a great job understanding how to get the most out of his pitchers. He made a difference. If it wasn't noticed, Caratini made a difference this weekend.
Do you think you guys had climbed all the way back there when Willie hits that ball in seventh?
Yeah, I didn't think it was going out, but he crushed it. He's probably crushed five or six balls that either been robbed or, you know, hit to the wrong part of the park in the last week and a half. So it can be frustrating. I think we had some good performances. Put ourselves in a position there in the middle of the game or at the end, you know, the seventh, whatever that was. Unfortunately, couldn't hold it.
Was that a scary moment with Bryce where the helmet, he gets hit in the head, or was it?
Yeah, I mean, always when you hear it, well, he reacted so well, but it's always, you know, nerve-wracking when you see a guy get hit. You hear that helmet sound. He seems to be okay. Played well after that.
So. Yeah.
With William Street coming to an end, do you think about a day off, or is he just going to be right back in there again?
Yeah. We'll see how he feels, you know, going through it. I don't think he can judge if anybody looks like he's beat up, it's Durang, and he just keeps playing better. You can say William needs time, but we'll see.
We'll see. I mean, I'm not opposed to it, honestly, because you're walking a fine line with William Contreras where, look, we know he's the best catcher in baseball. We know he wants to stay in the lineup. We know he's, you know, demanding to stay in the lineup at times. But scheduled rest isn't the worst thing in the world. It really isn't. Giving him a day, I wouldn't, I mean, just getting ahead, if the Brewers can win these first two games against the Marlins, right? Let's say you win on Monday and you win on Tuesday. And you got the off day lurking on Thursday. This is kind of a veteran tactic where it's like, hey, I'm going to give you the double day off to get off your feet. Give you the off day Wednesday, like from not from the game, and then you get the team off day on Thursday. 2 days off, you know, two for the price of one, if you will. I wonder if that's considered if the Brewers win the first two games. But then you sit here and be like, oh, wait a minute. Freddy Peralta's pitching on Wednesday, and William Contreras demands to be behind the plate for Freddy Peralta. So maybe what we see is Gary behind the plate tomorrow for Joe Ross. Then William, well, you know, now that I think about that, maybe William only catches Wednesday and you give Gary a back-to-back. Or do you keep William doing two out of three? Maybe William goes behind the plate tomorrow and behind the plate Wednesday, and Gary is behind the plate on Tuesday. These are all things to be considered. Robert Gasser goes on Tuesday, Joe Ross tomorrow, and Freddy Peralta on Wednesday. These are all things to be considered. People way more important than you and me make these decisions. But that was Pat Murphy in today's loss, 9-4 to the Astros. We're going to play some of the moments coming up next with some highlights here on 620 WTMJ.
Welcome back to Brewers Extra Innings.
Not a traditional highlight segment today as the Brewers fell 9-4. They held a lead for about 15 minutes in the first inning. But they got off to a hot start. Bryce Terang led off with another two-strike hit, a double down the left field line. He had two-strike hits today, up to 24 now in the season, in the top 10 in all of baseball in two-strike hitting. He then stole third base during Christian Yelich's at-bat, which forced the infield in for the Astros in the top of the first inning with the rookie Spencer Arrighetti on the mound. And Yelich got the job done.
2-1 pitch. Ground ball through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Terang trots home, and Yelich with an RBI single. Brewers on the board. It's 1-0 Crew here in the first.
By the way, that was the sixth steal of third for Bryce Terang this year. That is the most on the Brewers, and the second most in all of baseball, only trailing, of course, Ellie De La Cruz. So the Brewers leading 1-0, but quickly in the bottom of the first, Colin Ray was not himself. The first pitch he threw was a home run to Jose Altuve, third most leadoff home runs in Astros history, only trailing George Springer and Craig Biggio. But then, with one out, Alvarez doubled down the right field line out in front of a splitter. Then he walked Bregman, walked Pena. Singleton grounded out with the bases loaded. It brought home a run. It was a great diving stop by Bryce Terang. It could have been too. So now you're thinking, okay, second and third, two outs, two runs are in. It's only a one-run game. Just keep it here. If Ray can get out of it here against Jake Myers, this is the moment. He got ahead of Myers 0-2. Got ahead of him 0-2. Then fell to 3-2. And he ultimately pushed a double down the right field line. That made it 4-1. And they would run downhill for really the rest of the game, would the Astros. The Brewers want to get back on the board until the seventh inning. At that point, it was a 6-1 ball game after a run had scored and chased Colin Ray in the fifth on a John Singleton RBI single and a solo homer from Kyle Tucker in the sixth inning. It was 6-1, and the Brewers' offense finally woke up. A leadoff single from Joey Ortiz, a walk from Sal Frelick, an infield hit from Blake Perkins loaded the bases for Bryce Terang.
Infield at double play depth. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball grounded through the right side, base hit, Bryce Terang, one run is home, and here comes Frelick. The throw comes into second, it's a two-run single by Bryce Terang.
Josh Mauer's called, and two batters later, Christian Yelich has the go-ahead run at the plate, made sure to keep the line moving.
The 2-0 pitch, swinging a hard ground ball, that's a base hit into right field. Rounding third base comes Perkins, and he'll score. First to third goes Terang, the throw there is not nearly in time. Christian Yelich grounds his second RBI base hit of the game. The Brewers are back within 6-4 in the seventh inning.
But Willie Adames would crush a ball, but a little underneath it, flying out to center field, and that would be all she wrote for the Brewers' offense today. Kyle Tucker in the bottom of the seventh would respond with a three-run shot, a Crawford box shot, the only ballpark it would have been a home run in. 9-4, the final today as the Brewers fall to the Astros and lose the series. We'll give you the broadcast schedule for the week ahead and say goodnight after this on 620 WTMJ. Welcome back. I'm Dom Catronio. All right, let's get ready to say goodnight here as the Brewers get ready to head to Miami to take on the Marlins and then on to Boston to take on the Red Sox. All three are night games next week. Keep that in mind. No Wednesday day game from Miami. We're on the air at 5:05 every night, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week, taking on the Marlins. I've got you covered with Brewers Extra Innings after each of those games as well. Off day on Thursday, we'll have Brewers Weekly recorded for you as well there. And then live from Fenway Park, it'll be yours truly for the Brewers and the Red Sox. We've got post-game shows all three of those games as well. So it's been a fun couple of days down in H-Town, and the Brewers, of course, losing without a series victory, but trying to get back on track against the Marlins. And as we mentioned a moment ago, say it again, to the pitching matchups for this series tomorrow, it'll be Joe Ross against Ryan Weathers, a lefty. Tuesday, it'll be Robert Gasser against Trevor Rogers, a southpaw party. And then finally, Wednesday, the finale, Wednesday night, Freddy Peralta against Jesus Luzardo. And I know there will be a lot of scouts in the stands watching Jesus Luzardo in that start, and I'm sure the Brewers will get a front row seat at one of the most attractive trade targets at this year's trade deadline with Luzardo. There should be others as well. We'll talk about that coming up on Thursday's Brewers Weekly. We'll also dive a little bit deeper into the bat tracking stats now that we'll have a little bit more time to digest some of that stuff. Well, that's going to do it for me here this weekend. Thank you to everybody who tuned in, called in, texted in. Really do appreciate you guys. If you listen on the podcast, drop a rating, drop a review. It adds and helps more than you realize. My thanks to our producer, Evan Witalison. I'm Dominic Catronio. Until next time, keep on swinging.